Did you know that if you have periods, you have periods for about 7 years collectively in your life? Soch mein pad gaye. Behtareen. Because that's kind of the point. That is the point of this new podcast. We want to make you think. Think about the world. Think about your body. And think about science. My name is Dr. Tanya. You might know me better as Dr. Cutris, and you're listening to the Dr. Cutris podcast. And today we have a very special guest with us. Today we have with us Dr. Ridhima Shetty. She is better known on the internet as Friendly Neighborhood OBGYN, and she is a practicing gynecologist in Mumbai. And today she's going to be talking with us all about women's health, gynecology, and all the fun questions about sex that you wanted to ask a gynecologist. Hi Ridhima, welcome to the podcast.
Hi Tanya, thank you so much for having me. Congratulations on your podcast.
Yay, congratulations on your first podcast.
Yay!
So Ridhima, what are you?
Very deep existential question. But professionally, I'm a gynec and I'm practicing in Bombay. And I'm also sort of a social media content creator. Thoda sa, mini. Mini wala compared to you and many of the big wigs. But yeah, I do post about women's healthcare on Instagram, and also I'm known as Friendly Neighborhood OBGYN. Too long, I know.
No, but that's great. Thank you for that introduction. So you mentioned you're a gynecologist.
Yes.
What is a gynecologist?
As some of my friends call it, pussy doctor, but definitely not. Yeah.
My friend calls it insano ka swiggy.
That's a good one. I'm going to use that next time because I'm like, pussy doctor, no. Pussy, matlab, sorry, vagina and uterus, ovaries, everything related to reproductive health of women, deliveries, childbirth, pregnancy, but also menstruation and other gynec disorders like ovarian cysts, fibroids, infertility, stuff like this. This is what gynecs treat. Only women.
Okay, so this is a question that I get very often. So when do you say that, when do you suggest that people should see their gynecologist for the first time?
So I usually advise it, though not everybody follows it. It's always better to get your preteens and teens to a gynec first, so that before they get their periods, or just when they start getting their periods, so that they're able to understand a lot about why it's happening, because at that age, they're really confused. And apart from that also, there are a lot of period abnormalities in your first couple of years, which if they have an idea about, they won't be so scared about it. Also about how to use their menstrual products, general vaginal hygiene or vulval hygiene for that matter, and all of these things. Yeah, I prefer if they come when they are preteens or teenagers, but usually everybody comes in their early 20s, which is still okay. So I say don't wait for something to go wrong to visit a gynec. First go to the gynec, learn what's right, and you know, what is your normal way of your reproductive system to function, and only then you'll know what is wrong.
Excellent. And say मेरा सभी मस्त गया, हाँ मेरा अभी, मैं 12 साल की हूँ, मेरा पीरियड आ गया है, लाइक बढ़िया, मैं हो आई डॉक्टर रिद्धिमा के पास, मजा आ गया, सब सीख लिया मैंने, अभी 2 साल तक कोई गड़बड़ नहीं हो रही है. How often should people who are not having any issues, how often should they see, or should they see a gynecologist regularly?
Yes, they should. So for women who once they become sexually active, I recommend going to a gynec every year for a routine check to rule out any infections or anything of that sort. And young girls, I would say if they come once, then after that, once they are 18 or once they are sexually active, definitely they should be going. Yearly is a must, according to me. And then that's when they'll know when they have to get their pap smears done, when they can take their HPV vaccine and all of these things. Yeah, so yearly.
So we already have an episode on the HPV vaccine, but okay. What is a pap smear then?
So a pap smear is like, very simply put, it's like a COVID test for your, you could call it a COVID test, because that's how we actually do it. We take a smear, we take something like called a spatula, like a very small one, and we take a swab from your cervix, which is the mouth of your uterus, and those cells are collected in it, which we then mount on a slide. We put a medium on it and we send it to the lab so that the lab can tell us whether there are any cervical changes or any changes in the cells and the tissue of your cervix, which could be precancerous. If you want me to go into detail, I can tell you about the HPV virus and everything.
Yes.
So cervical cancer is one of the second most common cancers among women in developing countries like India, and it is the only cancer where we know that it's caused by a virus, the HPV virus. Now, the HPV virus is spread through sexual contact most of the times, and 90% of people, by the time they turn 30, they're going to come in contact with the virus. And your own immunity will generally kill the virus, but there will be a few people whose immunity does not kill the virus, so the genetic makeup of their cervix starts to change because the virus integrates with it, and it will eventually cause cancer. But the thing is, when it causes cancer, it won't be instant. It'll be maybe 20 years later. But there are precancerous changes that happen way, way before that. And that's what we're trying to catch from a pap smear. That's why we do a pap smear every 3 years.
Does it hurt?
It's slightly uncomfortable because we'll generally put an instrument which will open your vaginal walls, which is called as a speculum. But it's not painful because the cells that we're taking, you're not going to feel anything over there, right? It'll just be when we insert the instrument inside, you may feel slightly uncomfortable. But if you relax and leave it loose, then Dila Chodo, then it'll be okay.
This is something I've heard so often in gynae posting. Yes. Dila Chodo, Dila Chodo.
Dila Chodo is like every day. Dila Chodo Thoda.
But how I generally explain to my patients about the brush itself is that the eyebrow banane wala brush nahi hota hai, wo soft soft spoolie jo hota hai. Yeah. It's exactly what it looks like.
So,
matlab dard nahi hota hai. It's a soft brush with soft bristles. Exactly like you said, it can be uncomfortable. So, kitna often karana chahiye pap smear?
Every 3 years, once you're sexually active or about 21 years of age, you can do a pap smear.
Yeah. Fantastic. What else should people do, should women do, to take care of their general health? Like, is there any other cancer prevention screening they can do regularly?
Yes, they can do self breast examination, and once a year they should go to their gynec too, or their doctor generally, to get a breast examination. So I recommend every woman should do a breast examination once a month, generally about 7 to 10 days after your period starts, and do it at the same time every month. So that if there are any hormonal changes, then you are not going to be incorporating that into your findings. And you're supposed to do it in front of your mirror and in three positions with your hands held up, and basically too much technicality. But
Superman, angry woman.
So basically you look into the mirror and use three of your fingers to feel your breast and see if there are any lumps or any pain or tenderness. Apart from that, you see if there are any changes in size, any skin changes that you're feeling on your breast or your nipple. Also, if there's any discharge or bleeding from your nipples. Yeah, stuff like that. So if you're doing it every month, that's great. Otherwise, once a year, come to your gynec, and you can also do, if you have any suspicious lumps or anything, your doctor will advise you some tests like a sonography. If you're over 40, then you can do a mammogram. But these are routine tests that you should be doing. Yeah.
So you mentioned a change in size, but a lot of people have different size boobs, like normally as well.
That is
that normal?
Yeah, that is completely normal. What I mean is, suddenly one breast is like getting massively larger than the other, and you have some associated mass or lumps with it or pain with it, then it's something that needs attention.
Excellent. Thank you so much for answering so many of these questions. We're going to stop for a quick break.
Okay.
And then come back with even more interesting questions about women's bodies.
Done.
That sounds dirty.
No, it doesn't.
Excellent. So we are back, and now I have very interesting questions to ask you about periods.
Done. Tell me. I'm all set.
So, periods are something that intimidate a lot of people. Ki kaise apna dhyan rakhna hai, hygiene kaise maintain karni hai. And aside from like people who menstruate, a lot of like partners also ask, how can I support my partner better on their periods?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about how to first take care of yourself on your period, and then how we can take care of somebody else on their period.
Okay. So firstly, let me tell you what a period is, because if there are a lot of young girls listening to this. So it's basically your uterus preparing itself for a pregnancy. And when that happens, basically what it's doing is it's growing an inner wall, a lining, and the ovaries are producing eggs. When the egg doesn't get fertilized, it sends signals to the uterus that अभी प्रेगनेंसी नहीं है, तो ऑल द प्रेपरेशन डन फॉर द प्रेगनेंसी हैज टू बी एक्सपेल्ड आउट, एंड दैट the endometrium or the lining of the uterus that comes out along with blood is what a period is. Now, generally, A period can last anywhere from 2 to 7 days. And a menstrual cycle is how you count from your first day of your last period to the first day of your current period. The days in between are your menstrual cycle. So they can last anywhere from 21 to 35 days. And that is completely normal. But if you feel like your bleeding has become irregular, or if there is very, very heavy bleeding where you are changing more than 2 pads in a couple of hours, and you're feeling very weak and giddy, then it's something that needs medical attention. Otherwise, periods is not a disease or anything like that. What I would say is continue with your daily routines. If you feel like you're getting a lot of cramps, please take a painkiller. There's no problem at all in taking a painkiller. It's not going to affect your fertility. Like a lot of patients ask me, "Kya lungi to main pregnant ho paungi kya?" And it's absolutely unrelated. It's an antispasmodic which helps you relieve the uterus contractions pain. Basically, that's what it does. So take a painkiller, relax if you feel like, but what I would say is continue with your daily activities, exercise, stay hydrated, take vitamin supplements which have been advised by your doctor. Do not self-medicate. These are the basic things that you need to do. Make sure you use a menstrual product that you're completely comfortable with. It can be a pad, it can be a menstrual cup, it can be a tampon. But make sure whatever you're using, you know how to dispose it off. You know how often you have to change it. Like with a pad or a tampon, I would say 8 hours may you should change it. And even if it's not completely soaked, a lot of women don't change their pad if they have the light bleeding ka din, they'll wear it the full day and they end up getting rash. Sometimes they even get a UTI, they get some other infection from it. So you have to change your pad every 8 hours. Your menstrual cup, it needs to be emptied every 8 hours and washed between uses, and always, always sterilized between every period, which is simply by boiling it in water. So these are the basic things that you need to do. Now, as for taking care of someone on their period, for brownie points, get them brownies, ice cream.
What kind of brownies are we talking?
Any, whatever. but be nice to them. You get them a hot water bag, maybe help them do a little, you know, lift their bags and stuff like that. But honestly, women don't need it. They can function perfectly well on their periods. But just for that extra, you know, help. Yeah, they wouldn't mind it.
So you mentioned that, you know, if you're not changing your pads at the right time, if you're not changing your menstrual product at the right time, it can lead to a lot of infections.
Yes.
So what are the common kind of infections you see in the clinic? And tell us about some infections.
So most commonly, I see a lot of vaginal infections, like fungal infections known as candidiasis. I also see some bacterial infections called bacterial vaginosis. And there are two basic differences between them. So let me tell you, firstly, vaginal discharge is normal. Premenstrually, you might notice some excessive vaginal discharge. Even around your ovulation time, you may notice some excessive vaginal discharge. But your discharge is supposed to be clear or look like egg whites, right? Slightly milky or clear and slightly watery. But if you feel like your discharge is smelling bad, or you're having a lot of itching, or it's looking grayish and frothy, like bubbling, or like curd or paneer, then these are infections that you need to get checked out. So fungal infections generally resemble like paneer chunks in your vagina. And they smell curdy and they cause a lot of itching and they need to be treated. Sometimes we also treat the partner in such conditions. Whereas bacterial infections, they have a fishy smell, or they have this greenish or yellowish or frothy discharge, and they require antibiotics for it. A lot of times these vaginal infections might be sexually transmitted, or they might just happen because your vaginal pH is destroyed, which can happen from excessive cleaning of your vaginal canal, which you don't need to do. You only need to clean your vagina externally. I mean, your vulva externally. Nothing needs to go inside your vaginal canal because it's self-cleaning.
Yeah.
And the moment you put a soap or even an intimate wash, which is a marketing hack according to me, like a marketing tactic.
Yes.
Yeah, if you use an intimate wash inside your canal, you're going to disrupt your pH level, which destroys your good bacteria, and you're going to get bad bacteria and fungus coming in. So these are the common infections that I get. apart from this, I also get a lot of patients with urinary tract infections. And, you know, very funnily, a lot of patients confuse UTIs and vaginal infections. Like when they are stating it, they'll say, mujhe UTI hua hai, when it's actually just discharge and itching.
Mm-hmm.
UTI has very specific symptoms.
Like what?
There will be, you'll feel like peeing again and again. Well, every 5 minutes, you'll go and pee and ek do drop hi aa raha hai. But wo sensation nahi ja raha hai. Or after peeing, you'll feel like it's, there's this really pricking sort of a pain that you feel after you finish voiding urine, or there'll be burning while passing urine. These are the symptoms of a UTI.
A patient of mine described it as pissing razor blades.
Oh my. That is actually how it feels from personal experience too. Yeah. It's the worst feeling in the world, which is why, so women get UTIs a lot more than men because we have a very short urethra, which is about 4 centimeters. That means that our the external world and our bladder are very close. This pipe is very, very small. That means anything around your urethra will automatically go in. So we get a lot of UTIs. Now there are ways to prevent it. Most commonly, drink a lot of water. I know everybody says this for everything. Drink a lot of water for everything, basically. But it is a fact. Drink, stay hydrated, and don't hold in your pee for too long. So if you're traveling or you're in a public place, don't think ke main idhar nahi jaungi kyunki mujhe UTI hoga. Actually, it's the exact opposite. You will hold in your pee for 2 hours, reach home, uske wajah se you've got a UTI.
Thank you. This is such an important point to be made, and so many people miss it all the time.
Yeah. And you can go and pee in a public toilet. You can sit on the toilet seat, guys. It's not going to cause your UTI. Your urethra is not even close to what touches the toilet seat. It's your thighs.
I love the fact that people think, I mean, unless you're sitting there and like rubbing your urethra on the toilet seat, which is an interesting, sometimes I hate having a visual imagination. But
I'm imagining it right now. But yeah, so UTIs and vaginal infections are the most common ones, but they are two separate things with separate symptoms and separate lines of management.
And since you've mentioned, you know, there's some like good safe practices you can follow, what are the top sort of annoying things you see, annoying pieces of advice you see that people say ki ye karo to vagina acha rahega?
Pehla to, putting soap and all, they'll all use intimate washes and everything. Some of them put coconut oil inside when they get an infection.
I saw this woman on Twitter. She'd put, she had bacterial vaginosis. So she put garlic cloves inside there.
Oh, God.
Environment itna, like,
it was
the
like
pH
a fish
was
curry
so
recipe. Abhi, namak mirchi gravy.
And the pickle had essentially pickled the pickle nahi, sorry, the garlic had essentially pickled inside her. So wo aise neela hoke bahar nikla tha, and she put a picture on Twitter and she was like, this is what happened to the garlic I put inside my vagina. Please help. How do I fix my
God.
Do I fix my infection? Everybody was like, go to a fucking doctor, that's how you fix your infection.
Yeah, so people do all kinds of stuff. Matlab, coconut oil is the least. Yeah, and apart from this, some of them will use this, I won't take a brand name, but use this hair removal creams. Matlab, andar tak wo jo labia minora, jo chota sa flap covering, us pe bhi jo ek do baal ke strand hai, they would have used hair removal cream,
gotten burnt.
Yeah, all of these things. Lot of crazy stuff. Or some of them are very basic, actually. A lot of people end up using flavored condoms for penetrative sex, which is one of the most common reasons for vaginal infections.
Yeh maine bhi kiya hai. Jab aata jata nahi tha kuch.
Yeah, jab bachpan mein to matlab bachpan
nahi,
I won't say bachpan, but jawani mein, haan, sabne galtiyan kari hai. But yeah, guys, flavored condom is only for oral sex. If you're switching from oral to penetrative sex, remove it, put a new one, and then ghusav it. But don't be like, main thoda karunga, phir nikalunga, then condom dalunga, because that's going to cause infections, unwanted pregnancies, lot of these kind of things. So remember, specifically, flavored lubes are also for oral sex. Don't put a flavored lube inside and then next day, why is there a fungal infection? Because it's going to happen.
So what are your top tips for just having a healthy sexual life?
Okay. Firstly, consent is very important. Make sure you are very aware that you want to do this act, whatever act of intimacy you're doing, and you're comfortable with it. You should not be pressurized or forced or even guilt tripped into having sex. Secondly, make sure y'all are using protection always. Unless you're planning to have a kid, then of course don't. But nahi to, any other reason goes out of the window. Always use a condom to save yourself from STIs. Okay. Thirdly, do a lot of foreplay so that both partners are into it. This is for men. Don't just directly get into the act. For women also, insist on foreplay. Your pleasure is equally important. Fourth, make sure you go for regular checkups. Do STI testing as well. And get your regular pap smears done as well. Fifth, I think mental health wise, don't associate sex with guilt or, you know, if you've had multiple partners or anything like that, it's not something to be ashamed of. When you go to your doctor, make sure you share all your healthcare information. If you feel like you're being guilt-tripped for that, change your doctor. There's nothing about you that's wrong in wanting to explore yourself. And that's very important because a lot of women are too scared to give their entire history to their doctor, and giving your history is very important because it changes so many lines of treatment. So don't be guilty. Own your sexuality, own your sex life, enjoy, and change your doctor if you're being made to feel guilty, but don't hide stuff. Yeah.
This is excellent. Yatrigan, kripya dhyan de. Ye gynecologist se advice aa rahi hai aur ye bahut important. And this is a big slap to those, you know, people who spread bullshit on the internet. It's like, jaan mat pe lo.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, this has been such a fun conversation.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I'm hoping people have learned a lot, and I'm hoping nobody uses flavored condoms for penetration after this and get their regular pap smears. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a blast.
Yay.
Thank you.